Hey, this is Mike Evans. Listen to every episode of Schlereth and Evans on demand at 1043thefan.com. Presented by Siltahara Motors, the home of the zero down with Chapter 7 and 13 bankruptcies. Regardless of your financial standing, no one should be without a vehicle. Visit the special financing section at sthmotors.com.
Denver Sports Station, 1043 The Fan presents Schlereth and Evans.
This is the day, right?
Oh, yeah, let this breathe, Benny. Let it breathe. This is awesome. And not only is it the 21st of September.
Do you remember?
There it is.
When it first died, September.
Not only is it the 21st of September, but you know what else? Broncos have become a little bit of September's darlings. Around the NFL, I just saw a power ranking for the Monday morning quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you think the Broncos came in the power rankings of the Monday morning quarterback?
Well, they're one of only, what, seven teams that are 2-0? There are 7 teams that are 7-0. But I don't think they're
2-0.
2-0, excuse me. That are in the, but does that get them into the top 10? No, I'm going to say no. I'm going to say 11.
14.
Okay.
That's pretty good, though.
That's pretty good.
You know, with all the naysayers around because they've only played the Giants and the Jacksonville Jaguars. But I thought 14 is pretty good, Michael.
But you know how the conversation will change.
Right.
It'll change from, hey, they're doing what they were supposed to do. They're doing what they needed to do. They're taking advantage of the soft schedule.
Mm-hmm.
Good job, Broncos. And you know that'll now transform to, okay, now let's find out how real you are.
Yes.
Now when you get into the meat of your schedule, now we'll find out. It's good what you've done to this point. Now show me you're legit. And they'll get that opportunity to do it. Because they'll get Baltimore in 2 weeks.
Right.
Then they'll go to Pittsburgh, and I don't care what's going on with Pittsburgh. No trip to Heinz Field is ever going to be easy.
No.
Then you get Vegas here. And then you go to Cleveland. So there you go.
That stretch of games. That's a tough stretch of games.
That's a tough stretch of games.
Baltimore, you got three NFC or AFC East or AFC North teams. I want to say Central. AFC North teams. That all have the potential. Baltimore, you know Baltimore's good. They're up there in the rankings. Cleveland's up there in the rankings. And the Steelers. And you're right. The Steelers, I mean, they're always going to be a tough out, especially in Heinz Field. So, hey, I looked at your play, by the way.
My play? Yes. So this is something you want to do more of.
Yeah.
Because I chart meticulously.
Yes.
Every play in a Bronco game.
Right.
And you want me to identify three or four key plays during a game that you can break down because then you're able to go, I give you the situation, the play, and you go back and find it exactly on your Exos Thundercloud.
Right.
And the play that I was interested in was Javonte Williams because everyone's talking justifiably so about Williams' running style, breaking tackles. They've got themselves a real find. But what I've learned from working with you, and yes, I do pay attention, is that these running backs, and part of the reason why Phillip Lindsay was never truly embraced by the Bronco coaches was because there wasn't a feel that he was a total three-down back, that he could be trusted in third-down plays, especially when it came to blitz pickup. So the idea that Javonte Williams is getting equal snaps with Melvin Gordon and is getting key third-down snaps, why? And I brought up a play that I think best illustrates that.
Yeah, I think it illustrates two things. It also illustrates the nuance of understanding protection from the quarterback position. And another reason that Teddy Bridgewater is your quarterback. So they're in a, I'll just call it a speed trips right formation.
Let's give you the situation. It's okay. In the second quarter. The Broncos are down 7-3.
Uh-huh.
It's a 3rd and 6 from their own 24.
Right. So they have a what I call a speed trips right open. So you've got three wide receivers to the left side, right? All one, you know, across the formation. You've got your tight end to the right side, and he's split out about, you know, 2-3 yards outside. And you've got your running back in what I would call plus, in shotgun. So he's standing to the right of the quarterback by the tight end on that side. First off, the little nuance. You know that you've got double A gap walk-up blitzers. So two linebackers, one on each side of the center. And the center is going to the right side linebacker. So one thing, you've moved your running back up a yard so that you can clear the quarterback. You don't have to mess with him if they bring the opposite A-gap blitzer, because that's yours. And you're in a searchlight situation, meaning you've got one to two. We call it a dual read. So you're searchlighting that as a running back, because you can take a hit off the quarterback, and then the quarterback doesn't have to throw hot if they bring just one of the two guys. If they bring two, you've got to pick up the most dangerous man, and the quarterback has to throw hot off the other guy. So they move Javonte Williams up. He hard steps inside. That A-gap blitzer falls off. Then he opens up his hips and attacks the guy, the corner, or the safety coming off the right-hand side of the formation off the tight end, and just absolutely shortens his neck. Teddy Bridgewater completes an over route to Cortland Sutton for a first down and about 14 yards. Beautifully done. Really a hard thing to do. And I'm telling you, just watching film of last week's games, I watched that same kind of scenario happen where the back couldn't get to his responsibility because what? He was lined up side by side with that quarterback, and that quarterback impeded his progress, and so then he got edged or whatever, and you know, bad things, interceptions, hits, whatever ensued. Like, those are the things, all that I just talked about. Nuance of understanding from a quarterback, say, move up a yard.
Mm-hmm.
Give yourself room to clear so that I don't get hit.
But it's those little things. There's a million little things that happen during a football game that you realize play such a big role. Mm-hmm. And here was a guy, first of all, Bridgewater recognizing, moving Williams up a step. But then it was Williams. And you know, sometimes we talk about these running backs, hey, he's got to be able to pick up a free rusher. And it's like, there's your guy, pick him up. But what you pointed out, right, we looked at the end zone film especially, is that he did have two guys.
Mm-hmm.
And his first instinct was to go to that guy on the left.
Right.
If he doesn't have the smarts and the understanding to recognize the other guy,
yes,
and he whiffs on that guy, Bridgewater probably gets sacked, maybe gets blown up in a way in which, mm-hmm, you know, he loses the football, he gets hurt. So instead of all the bad things that could have happened, Williams does his job. They pick up the free rusher, and he completes the pass. And five plays later, the Broncos are in the end zone, up 10-7, and never look back. So, it's those little things that these running backs have to do, and it's why, hey, it looks like they've got one.
Right.
They got one in Javonte Williams.
And it's the little things that the quarterback has to do.
Yep.
Because not only are you taking that snap, but you know what you're doing? Because you know how you're protected, you're falling away from trouble. So as you're setting up, you know what you're doing? You're basically, as you get the ball and you take your steps, you're stepping a little bit away to give yourself an extra yard of space to throw the ball. So you're not going straight back, or you're not drifting toward that second blitzer. You're drifting away in your set to buy yourself a little bit of time. And you're moving that running back up to make sure that you're protected. Like, if you don't do those things and they bring two guys, guess what ends up happening to you? You get sack, strip fumble, or incompletion. In incompletion, you know what you're doing? You're punting, and you're not scoring a touchdown there. And those are the little nuanced things that the fan, you know, the general fan, and I'm not begging on the fan here, you don't understand at times. And those are the decisions the coaches are going, like, this is clear as day. This is why we'll take Teddy over Drew. Not that Drew isn't exceptionally talented. He is. But he's got that. You've got to learn the nuanced part of the game and understand that. And for Teddy, he just does that. I mean, he's been around. He was classically trained at Louisville to have, you know, West Coast principles. And he's carried those things throughout what he's done with Sean Payton and, you know, and Shermer and you know, in Todd Bowles with the Jets and all the different places that he's been.
Good stuff. Great breakdown. That I certainly learned a lot. Thank you, Professor Schlereth.
Yes. Can you imagine Professor Zeus breaking down that play?
How might 30 seconds of that sound.
Oh, fellas, here's the thing. You got to be aware of exactly what you've got. You got a Medusa on one side, and you've got a three-headed monster on the other side, whatever that might be called. Maybe a Cyclops. If you have three heads and one eye, what, does that make you a Cyclops?
Or a Hydra?
No.
Maybe a Hydra.
A Hydra. Oh, nuts. What are we going to do? Well, we got a good thing we have an Achilles in the backfield.
Picking up the blitzer. No, how does blitzer sound?
Oh, that's a blitzer. Not to be confused with Donner and Blitzen and, you know, and Rudolph with that red nose. So cute.
Professor Seuss. Okay. You have thus been educated. Up next, is the reaction to Teddy's play through these first 2 weeks a classic example of why teams overdraft quarterbacks? That's next, Denver Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.
Hey, it's Mike Evans. Siltahar Motors is the home of zero down. Regardless of your credit or financial situation, Siltahar Motors will help you get behind the wheel. People with poor credit or in bankruptcy can qualify for zero down and no payments for 45 days and be driving in their new car within hours of stopping by the dealership. Check out any of the cars Siltahar Motors currently has on site at sthmotors.com. Siltahar Motors is conveniently located at Highway 36 in Wadsworth, so regardless of your financial situation, Siltahar Motors will get you the car you deserve at sthmotors.com. Motors.com.
So in my latest column, drop in this morning at denverfan.com. I wrote a blog.
Do columns drop? You drop columns?
Sure.
It's
called Drop the Mic. The column is called Drop the Mic.
Yeah, but I mean, you like drop an album, don't you?
You can, yeah, you drop an album, but why can't you drop a column?
I suppose you can drop a column. I just don't know if that's the technical term. You post a column.
Ah,
you drop an
post.
Album.
Post is so 2002.
I don't think of you like dropping any. Like you don't drop.
Hey,
you just don't think about it.
Read it.
Read it.
Read it. Absorb it. Learn it.
Live it.
Know it.
Love it. No shirts, no shoes, no service, Piccoli.
Anyway,
go ahead.
Observations from the win over the Jags. And this is what the sort of tepid, lukewarm, yeah, but reaction to what Teddy has done the first 2 weeks. Juxtapose that with if they had drafted Justin Fields or Squishy Mac.
Mm-hmm.
And one of those quarterbacks goes out and does exactly the same thing. The same people, and you know who you are, the same people who are, yeah, well, it's the Jags, it's the Giants, wake me up when they play somebody real, would be the same people that would be going bonkers if Justin Fields had done it. They'd be screaming from the rooftops, we've got our guy!
Right.
We've got our savior for the next 15 years! Move over Justin Herbert! Move over Patrick Mahomes! This is our guy! And it's just the obvious differences in how Bridgewater's play is being received as to how one of these fresh, shiny, can't-miss first-round quarterbacks would be received is a perfect illustration of why teams overdraft these quarterbacks.
Right. And by the way,
because of the hope and the potential that you can sell.
By the way, the one guy, the last one of the group, there's no question, the last one of those potential Hall of Famers, the guy that nobody wanted here, is right now, as we currently stand, by far head and shoulders above every other one.
Who are we talking about?
Mac Jones. Squishy
Mac.
Oh,
yeah, you're doing the Patriots game this week against the Saints.
Squishy Mac is so much more advanced than Justin Fields. So, you know, the narrative's going to change, right? The narrative, it'll just change, right? It's the D-Mac. I told you!
Oh, no, I held feet to his fire on Sunday. before the game. I said, do not. Let's just make sure we're clear here. You wanted Fields. I don't want to hear 3 years from now, if Mac Jones is tearing it up, you're like, oh, they should have drafted Mac Jones because you never, that wasn't your guy. He's like, no, you're right. I admit it. Okay.
I'm not saying.
It's on the record.
I'm not saying that Fields at some point won't be ready or won't be good, but he's not close to understanding the game and playing the game the way that Mac Jones is playing the game right now. It's Mike. It's unreal.
Really, because his numbers aren't eye popping. Mac Jones.
What do you mean? Put his numbers up. I bet he's completing over 70% of his passes.
Well, he is doing that. But all right, hold on. Let me get the sausage fingers to work. Why am I saying that about myself?
Yeah,
I've bought the narrative, and now I'm insulting myself. Not even waiting for you to
start calling you Jimmy Dean. Jimmy Dean, get on this.
Oh, you're such a... let's see. He is 51 of 69, 74%.
Okay.
For 467 yards, so he's averaging about 235 yards passing per game.
Okay.
One touchdown and no interceptions.
Mm-hmm.
So, safe.
Yeah.
Secure. Certainly not eye-popping.
Yeah, with... you know, the fourth receiver from the 49ers in Kendrick Bourne, Jacoby Myers, and you want to talk about a team that doesn't believe, that doesn't buy the hype of, if we just had, you know, a wide receiver, we'd be on our way. I mean, just the way they operate. But here's the deal. You know, you look at Trevor Lawrence, and obviously they're not a very good team, right? It just goes to show you how you have to build a roster around a guy. So they're not a very good team. You look at Trey Lance, who they took the number third overall quarterback. I talked to Kyle Shanahan. Clearly, it's clear Trey Lance is the backup quarterback. Now, he didn't even get in the game against Philadelphia. He'll have some packages and they'll grow it. But if Jimmy Garoppolo doesn't get hurt, Trey Lance ain't going to sniff the field in a quarterbacking capacity. He'll be in there in the, you know, whatever little roles they have for him in short yardage and goal line and all that kind of stuff. Justin Fields, you know, we're all our Zach Wilson threw four picks in the first half last week, trying to force the ball. Although I think that Zach Wilson's got some stuff to him. Justin Fields, everybody clamoring in Chicago for Justin Fields. Justin Fields was not, I mean, he's dynamic. Don't get me wrong. But when you watch Mac Jones play, his understanding of where all five eligibles are, kind of like what I talk about Teddy Bridgewater, his understanding of when he's got to let one rip, when he's got to float one, his difference in, you know, feathering a football, you know, taking some mustard off of it, driving a football, like it is understanding protection, where he's protected, where he isn't, sliding around. I mean, he looks like a legit veteran quarterback operating the show in New England. It's amazing what he's doing.
Okay, four down territory coming up. Aaron Rodgers looked pretty good last night. Broncos country, you still interested in him, or has that been put on hold with the play of Teddy Bridgewater? That's coming up next, Denver Sports Station, 104.3, The Fan.
Are you ready for some football?
This is four down territory.
Words cannot say how much I truly love you.
Donkey Kong Sue.
Double team, leaping high, falling hard.
No soy fiesta.
Hurry. On Sports Radio 104.3, The Fan. First down.
Yeah, his ankle acted up again. You know, he tried to go with it. You know, he had medical clearance. He wanted to do it. And, you know, it acted up again.
Mark,
explain
to me what medically cleared means. Because it seems to me that's kind of a open-ended term.
Yeah.
I saw Bradley Chubb during the week. He was listed as limited by the Broncos. He looked limited in practice. Then he goes out and very quickly re-aggravates an ankle injury that has been plaguing him for weeks.
Right.
So that tells me that he went into the game probably at about 70, 75%. But that passes for medically cleared? Do we need to change the definition of medically cleared?
Well, I mean, medically cleared in the NFL and medically cleared, you know, anywhere else in the world are two entirely different things. What you ask an NFL player to do, or what an NFL player asks of himself, would never pass whatever the legal, you know, you would never, the HIPAA rules or whatever, you would never pass. And one of the things I heard a million times, well, you can't do any further damage to it. Oh, yeah, you can. You know what ends up happening? It's the repetitive use injury, and it's the, you know, the overall crepitus that sits in there. It's the arthritic changes that happen to that joint by continuing to pound on it when it's injured. Of course you're doing further damage to it. But what they're saying is, hey, if you play on this as it currently is constructed, it's not like you're going to, you know, risk furthering damage. You've already damaged the ligaments. It's not like you're going to damage them more. They're healing right now. So that's how that kind of works, Mike. But yeah, I mean, at some point you've got to make a decision. Are we better playing Jacksonville and the Jets and so-and-so and the Giants with Bradley Chubb? Or would it be better for him to be 90% well with even less of a chance of re-aggravating it and playing Baltimore, Pittsburgh, Cleveland, right, and whoever else?
Well, I think
those are decisions you have to make as an organization.
I think the answer's pretty obvious. Next in four down territory.
Second down.
It's crappy losing your guys, you know, Chubb, losing Jewel, but I believe in the guys behind them. Obviously, it's not something you guys are going to believe right away, but just wait till Sunday and they go out there and make plays, you know, and just let their play do the talking. Ooh, I like that.
Shelby Harris touting the depth of this roster. Have the Broncos finally arrived to the point you've been preaching for the last couple of years when it comes to roster building?
Yeah, I think they're a better football team. I think they've turned over, and it's really that back half of the roster. You know, and I've said this many times, when you're starting guys that probably should be backups, it means the backups who come in to replace them when they get injured probably ought to be street free agents. They probably ought to be, like, they're the guy that now the backup's playing that you go pick up to bolster your roster that was on the street, you could find him. And so that's where I think the Broncos have dramatically increased their roster depth since George Payton got here.
Next in four down territory.
Third down.
I just think people like to say a lot of and it's nice to come back in here after a game like that.
To the surprise of, well, I was going to say absolutely nobody, but maybe some people did completely think Aaron Rodgers, it was time to write him off. But not to me, nor you, or to most sane people. He did bounce back in a big way, 22 of 27, 255 yards, 4 touchdowns, no picks in the Packers' 35-17 Monday night win over the woebegone Lions.
You, Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers looked pretty good last night. Should we still be interested in him as Broncos country, or has the play of Teddy Bridgewater put that on hold?
Yes, we should still be interested in Aaron Rodgers. By the way, there's a certain beatnik sound to Aaron Rodgers' voice there.
Sound? How about the look?
Yeah, I mean, like, I have a vision of Aaron Rodgers doing slam poetry in some coffee bar in Seattle. I mean, listen, can we get that voice again, Aaron Rodgers?
I think people like to say a lot of and it's nice to come back in here after a game like that.
I think people like to say a lot of beep. I mean, just like, can't you see him ripping off some poetry?
Ripping off some poetry, playing his guitar, reading some sonnets, and then walking outside and getting inside his VW camper van.
Right. Maybe doing a...
Heading down to San Francisco.
Maybe I'm going to leave you with this haiku I just wrote.
Right. It's true. He's got the... It's a look right now across between a beatnik and Steven Seagal.
Yeah.
Seagal pulled off the man bun in the 80s. He did it. I don't know how he did it.
He did it. He could have been an extra in Forrest Gump.
and it's nice to come back in here after a game like that.
Plays the jazz flute. Yeah, all right, people. Let it go. Hey, he could have been an extra in the movie Forrest Gump when they were protesting Vietnam, right?
Right, right.
Hey, man, that's not cool.
Yeah, I'd still take him.
Like crazy little guy.
I'd still take him.
I would, too.
I'd still take him.
I would pick him up from the airport, ride him piggyback if I had to. Hoofing it all the way, boys.
No, no, you wouldn't ride him. You'd let him ride you.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah.
Oh, I was like giving him a ride all the way. Like riding him all the way. Yeah.
Even though the button has been saved.
That's the problem, though. I still have the legs of a 180-pound man.
Exactly.
My jubilees, though, are much less jubilific. They don't have quite the...
Jubilousness.
Yeah, they don't have quite the heft they used to. There's not as much bounce going
on. No, not as much bounce.
Yeah.
Next in four down territory.
Fourth down.
Ankles are broken, for sure.
His ankles are broken.
He has broken his ankles.
They're surely broken.
Well, there you go. There is on-field evidence of how Carson Wentz was feeling the other day.
Or Bradley Chubb. You could use that
or
for
Bradley
your...
Chubb. Yeah. That goes way beyond trembling. Way beyond trembling ankles. Carson Wentz sprained both ankles in a football game. I'm still trying to wrap my mind around how that can happen. How do you sprain both ankles? Like, we've all done it. You know, you step off a curb.
Right.
You step on a crack. You play a sport. Something happens. You sprain an ankle. It happens. How do you sprain both ankles?
You're klutzy. I'm beginning just to think Carson Wentz is a klutz.
Maybe.
He's so, like a super athletic klutz.
Carson Wentz hurt. Tyrod Taylor hurt. Andy Dalton hurt. Tua Tagovailoa hurt.
Might have been the best thing that ever happened to the Dolphins.
Really?
Who's playing backup for
Time
them?
To move off the Jacoby Brissett. Time to move off the Tua experiment?
No.
Yet another highly drafted first-round quarterback that's a bust?
I
1-5, baby. They're 1-5. That's
three. I think that Tua is destined to be a backup quarterback somewhere. The good news, though, is... Atlanta has given an opportunity for Josh Rosen to close out both their first game blowouts.
Could be onto something here.
Yeah. I mean, Josh Rosen is the, you know what he is? He's the quarterback you bring in to your organization when you know you're going to lose a lot of games by 20 points or more.
That's your guy?
Yeah, he's
That's
your
the role?
Bring in the closer.
The closer.
Bring in the closer. I'll just call him the closer. Josh Rosen.
He's an innings eater. He's the guy that when it's 8-2 in the seventh, hey, listen, we're going to need you to just go in and give us some innings.
We don't care.
You're not coming out for any reason.
Yeah, we know you're going to have an ERA of 8.
But you're giving us valuable innings. Okay. That'll do it for Four Down Territory, our tour around the NFL.
We have to save the real players.
Bring that to you each and every morning at 7:30. Looking for your Bronco leftovers from the Jags game. Some good ones. Some great takes on what you saw on Sunday. We'll get to that. Also, why Mark Schlereth has become a national story down under. That's next. Denver Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan. Apparently, you've become a story down under. Care to explain?
Yeah, I don't know why I wouldn't.
She made me nervous.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, big down.
By the way, can you show me the piece that you were reading from? Because you used a word when you read it to me, and I just want confirmation that they actually used that word. Do you have it?
What word did I use?
Yeah, you'll know.
Oh,
you'll know.
It was on.
You'll know. All right. So explain the story. Then I'll get to the word.
Find it.
Then I'll get to the word. But explain the story.
Yeah, it's definitely there. Okay, here we go. Wait a minute. I've got it right here. Here it is. All right, I'm clicking it so you know. You go ahead and read it.
All right, it's there. It's from the Australian News Service that says NFL legend Mark Schlereth.
Yes.
It does say it. There it is, black and white. NFL
there legend. There it is, ladies and gentlemen. The great Mark Schlereth.
Yep. Not just the great Mark Schlereth.
Legend.
NFL legend Mark Schlereth. Okay, why are you a legend down under?
I don't know that I'm a legend down. I mean, I might be a worldwide.
Well, apparently you're a legend everywhere. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, we've got that covered. Anyhow, I was talking on the broadcast about this Jordan Mailata. So he started playing. He learned about NFL football through the movie The Blind Side. He's an Australian kid who moves, like he runs with the ball in Australian rugby rules, whatever that is.
Australian rules football.
Australian rules football, yeah. I was trying to put rules and rugby together.
That's when they score and the guy who's dressed perfectly looks like he's part of a barbershop quartet.
Right.
And he comes out and he just goes,
he does
with the hands.
Yeah.
Like he's drawing pistols.
Right. And it's like field goal, only it's not over your head. Like, it's good.
Right.
It's good. So anyhow, so this dude he's ginormity. Like if they were doing a remake of The Princess Bride.
Right.
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 He might be the guy.
Yep.
No more rhymes, and I mean it. Did anybody want a peanut? You know, that guy.
Tell me you got that, Ben.
Right. So anyhow.
Inconceivable.
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 I am the Dread Pirate Roberts. There will be no survivors.
Anyhow, he's huge. He's 6'8" and 365-pound dancing bear. I mean, the guy's got light feet. And so he didn't even know anything about football 4 years ago. They got him in this NFL emergence program. So you can go get international players and basically put them on your roster. It doesn't cost you, like, there's no salary cap ramifications or anything. Like, you're grooming them, right? So 4 years ago, knew nothing about football. Now he's playing left tackle for the Eagles, and he's becoming an elite-level player. They just paid him a 4-year, $68 million deal. I mean, huge money, really good player, and he's just so big. You know how things just fall out of my mouth, Mike. I was just like, hey, man, if I owned a local coffee shop, his name is Jordan Mailata. I go, I'd name a drink named the Mailata, right? And I was just like, the damn thing would be so big, you'd need a doctor's order. Have so much caffeine in it, you know, you need a permission slip from your doctor to drink it type of thing. You know, just goofing around and watching him, you know, dispense justice. So they picked up on it, you know, made its way around the World Wide Web and said it was a weird compliment for, you know, kind of a weird NFL legend, you know, throws weird compliment towards Jordan Mailata.
NFL legend throws weird compliment.
I guarantee you all the local coffee shops are going to have a Mailata drink now. Don't you think? In Philly? Makes sense, right?
They should. You are a trendsetter, yep.
Be like 10 shots mixed with whipping cream, whole whip cream, like the heavy whipping cream.
Apparently in Australian football, the ball can go forward, unlike rugby where the ball can't move forward, only backwards or laterally. The difference between Australian rules football and rugby. Just a little more, you know.
Meaning you can, but you can't take it and then make a forward, like a long bomb forward, can you?
I don't know. My experience watching Australian rules football is rather limited. The only thing that has stood out about Australian rules football is the guy who's meticulously dressed who comes out and goes, boop.
Yeah. That's a good call.
I love that.
It's a good call.
Question mark coming up here in just a couple of minutes. You got a specific question for Mark. Hit us up on the ramoslaw.com text line. 303-713-1043. Put question mark at the beginning of it. Get you near the front line. Put hash brown, send it to the internet. Goes to the front line. Speaking of which, I got dragged into by my wife last night, Dancing with the Stars premiere. The show that you still are upset that you were never asked to do.
I was asked to do it, but then they realized I wasn't celebrity enough to do it.
Good Lord, if you weren't celebrity enough, then you got to take a good hard look in the mirror then, because the people that they're trotting out, you know who they have on?
Oh.
Brian Austin Green. Remember the guy from 90210?
No.
He was, yeah, anyway, I don't remember his name. David Silver? David Silver was his name. Because he mentioned it last night.
You watched 90210.
Oh, did I watch 90210 back in the day? Of course I did.
Or
loved it. You really? Didn't?
No.
90210, Melrose Place? Absolutely.
No.
Must-see viewing.
Sorry. No thanks.
No thanks? The big Jenny Garth fan. I'll own it.
Who's Jenny Garth? She was on 90210.
She was on 90210. Yes.
I'm sure she was awesome on that.
She was fantastic.
Sure, she got it. Just great actress.
Great actress.
Yeah.
One of the best. Anywho, they had John Kreese on.
Oh, they did?
John Kreese is on it.
Yeah.
And my advice to you, if you're a John Kreese fan from the Cobra Kai.
Yeah.
Tune in quickly because he's going to be gone soon.
Oh, he's one of the dancers?
Yeah.
Oh.
Awful. He's 74.
Is he really?
He is 74 years old. Good for him, but he shouldn't be on a dance floor. He was awful. So he literally got maybe the lowest score in the history of DWDTS.
All right. I don't dance often, Mike. I just don't.
Right. But would you get better than threes and fours?
Yes. I don't dance often, but when I do, I'm aggressive. I am an aggressive dancer. I mean, I'll get busy with it.
This guy, Brian Austin Green, Megan Fox's ex-husband.
Yeah, still.
Someone wants to know if they can get a Milata at Soderbergh's.
Soderbergh! That's a place where you could probably... No, because it's only soda and burgers. Yeah, you can't get a Milata at Soderbergh's.
No, can't get it. Why? Because what can you get at Soderbergh's?
You can get a burger and a soda.
Exactly.
That's all you get.
Soderbergh!
I'm trying to change the name. No, it's not Soda Lauterberg, right?
Speaking of which, Avs man just texted me.
Uh-oh.
Does Avs camp starts this week? It does. It's great. I'm very excited about the Avs.
Who cares?
No. But here's the problem for the Avs. Is that what did they do last year during the regular season? They did everything you could possibly do.
They won the President's Trophy. On a technicality.
Doesn't matter. They finished with the best record in hockey.
Yes.
They were the best team in hockey in the regular season. And it meant nothing.
Right.
Come playoff time. So, how do I look
Bednar at Bednar wears the grease hair the right way.
Do you think he cuts his hair for this season? It didn't work out well in the playoffs with those golden locks.
By the way,
so
this
does he
is
cut the hair?
I don't know, but this
maybe
is the last
more like buzz cut type look.
This is the last bond for Daniel. What's the guy's name?
Daniel Craig. Yep. And I'm very sad about that.
What about Bednar taking over?
He could do it.
There's no way. I mean, there's no question. I mean, right?
Easily.
You would just ease him in the first couple of
easily.
The first one. He would have rarely have a speaking role.
It'd
He's
be like
a quiet Bond.
It'd be like Schwarzenegger early on.
Right. Like in Conan. He'd just have a couple of guttural grunts. You know? He would. He's just like, but he'd have the look.
Yes.
And he'd just kill people.
Yes. But the problem for the Avs is.
Sorry, I forgot what we were talking about.
The problem with the Avs is that nothing. They can't top what they did in the regular season last year. So
listen, for the Avs, for the Avs? Win a Stanley Cup or
yeah, the regular season, I don't want to say the regular season doesn't matter, but it really doesn't matter.
No, just get us to the playoffs and then do something in the playoffs
exactly.
That you have not done.
Exactly.
That you can't do.
We can't truly judge you.
No.
Evaluate you until the playoffs. We know you're good enough. That's not the question, and we know they're going to be good enough in the regular season. We know they're going to win a bunch of games. We know they're going to be one of the top teams in the NHL. And my whole reaction to that is yeah, but.
Yeah.
And it's both a great position to be in and a lousy position to be in, because no matter what you do during the regular season, there are going to be people like me saying, yeah, well.
Yeah.
Prove it come playoff time.
It's kind of the whoop-de-doo, Basil.
But the other great thing about that is that your expectations are so ridiculously high.
They should be.
I know, and that's a great thing. This is, I mean, we are, with the Avs, we are right back to where we were in the late 90s, 2000, where the only thing that matters now is the playoffs.
What gets you over the top, right? I mean, what, like, because you're right. The regular season is a foregone conclusion. We're going to win a bunch of games. But if this team can't figure out a way to get things done in the postseason, it doesn't matter anymore. Again, like I said, whoop-de-doo, Basil.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Makar, another year older, goaltender upgraded, Avs poised to make a deep run. Great. I that's what I expect.
Right.
They are poised to make a run. And when they do it, prove it. That's what I'm waiting for.
Right.
So I hate to, you know, I mean, I'll enjoy the regular season and I'll enjoy great hockey, but hovering over everything will be this feeling of wake me up when it's April.
Right.
This is KKFN, KKFN HD1 Longmont, Denver.
Hey, it's Mike Evans. Siltahar Motors understands sometimes bad things happen to good people. That includes bankruptcy. If that is you, you can still purchase a car at Siltahar with zero money down in almost all cases. This is a program they've been doing for 25 years. The dealership itself is almost 60. Family-owned business that is proud of their reputation and proud to be a huge part of the Broomfield community. If you file bankruptcy, Siltahar Motors can help. Zero down and no payments for 45 days in almost all cases. Contact Team Zero Down at 720-446-9222 or online at sthmotors.com.